Simon Tov Chav Ches Sif Gimel. I don't know. Simon Lekviyas Amoyadim. The Simon to help keep tracks of the Yom Tovim is a famous Simon which we're familiar with. At Bash, Gardak, Hatz Vav. Perish. If you know when Pesach is, B'yom Rishon Shel Pesach, Yelo Elam Tisha B'Av, the following Tisha B'Av will be the same day of Pesach. So at Aleph of Pesach goes together with Tov, which is Tisha B'Av. Another way to remember that is Amatzos Umrorim Yechluhu. Matzos and Moror go together. So the Moror of Tisha B'Av and the Matzos of Pesach are at the same time. So that is At Yom Sheni Boy. Bash, Bays of Pesach, is equivalent of Shin, which is Shavuos. The second day of Pesach is always the same day as Shavuos. Gard, Gimel, Reish, Biyom HaShlishi Boy is Rosh Hashanah. The third day of Pesach will be the following Rosh Hashanah. Okay, what's Dak, Dalet Kuf? Biyom Revi'i Boy, Kriyas HaTorah. So Dalet Kuf, Dalet, the fourth day of Pesach, is equivalent of Kuf, of Kriyas HaTorah, which is referring to Shavuos Simchus Torah in Chutz Laaretz, that's Simchus Torah. Hey, Biyom Chamishi Boy is Tzom Kippur. The fifth day of Pesach is equivalent to the day of Tzom, of fasting of Yom Kippur. And Vav, the sixth day, Biyom Shishi Boy is Purim Sheovar. The sixth day of Pesach is equivalent of the Purim which just passed prior to it. So all of the Yom Tovim referring to the upcoming Yom Tovim, the upcoming Shavuos, Tisha B'Av, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Simchas Torah. And obviously the first day of Rosh Hashanah is also the first day of Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres. So we know when all those days are going to be. But the sixth day of Pesach corresponds with the previous Purim, which just was a month before. Okay. So the Mishabura Sivkot Nehe, Shavuos Simchas Torah. We're saying day four of Pesach is equivalent of the day of Simchus Torah. That's only Hanoliv Nechutz Lord. That's the people outside of Eretz Yisrael. Shoyzen Shmini Atzeres Shnei Yomim. Shmini Atzeres is 2 days. V'chal Simchus Torah B'yom Chav Gimel L'Chodesh Tishrei. And Simchus Torah for people in Chutz Lord is on day 23 of Tishrei, not day 22 of Tishrei. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a day 22, and that was, the Simchus would not work. Okay. Okay. La'olam siftalot. La'olam current savis aron kadam pesach bipshuta. The parsha sav always comes out to be the Shabbos before Pesach in a year which is a pshuta, which means it's a not leap year, regular year. Umetzara, we read parshas Metzara bimuberis in a year which is a leap year. We're gonna get there. Calm down. Metzara bimuberis chutz, except mi be heches muberis beheshin muberis shikaron achrimos kadam pesach. The exception is heches and Heishin. Heches means that the first day of Rosh Hashanah is of the year which started this year, 6 months before Pesach, was on the fifth day of the month, Hey. And the year was a Choser, which means both Kesher and Kislev only had 29 days. Or Heishin, which means that the Rosh Hashanah was on Yom Hei, and the year was a Sholem, which means that both Cheshvan and Kislev had 30 days. And we're talking about a year which is a Muberis. In that situation, the current Achri Mois Kodem HaPesach. Okay, now the Mishabura, how, what's what's this cheshbon? So think about the cheshbon. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on hay, means Aleph Tishrei is hay, so Simchas Torah, Shrinat Sarah, Simchas Torah will be hay vav, and Bereshis, Parsha Bereshis, will be on the 24th of Tishrei. That means by Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, you're ready to learn Bereshis and Noyach. So you end up whereas in any other configuration of Rosh Hashanah, you're not going to be letting Noyach until you're ready into the month of Cheshvan. If you do your math from there until Pesach, you're going to end up with another Shabbos. So you end up with, instead of having Mitzara before Pesach, so the next parsha after Mitzara is Achrimos, and the Tzit Muberis, Achrimos and Kedoshim are separate, but you'll be letting Achrimos before Pesach in that situation. Okay. Now, Now, why do we lay in Parshas Tzav? So the Rabbah says the reason why we lay in Parshas Tzav beforehand. So the Bir Halacha points out there's elements of connection between Parshas Tzav and Pesach. Tzav talks about the Halacha of a Golas Kalim. You have to cash out the Kalim which have Kachim in it. Kalim which are and Parshas Mitzvah also talks about the Halacha of Klicheris Yishover. You have to break a Klicheris. So there are elements of connection between the two, so we see a connection. Okay, so that's how it comes out. Now, the next thing, which the Mishnah Shulchan Aruch says, La'olam Karin, Parshas, B'Midbar Sinai, Kedem Atzeres. We always laid Parshas by Midbar before Shavuos. Now, sometimes we'll have Noso also beforehand. But the point is, there's a Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah says that Chazar Masakein, to lay, the Tuklalos come up twice in the Torah. They come up in Parshas, in Bechukosai and in Parshas Kisava. And Chazar Masakein, to lay the Klalos before the Yom Tov of Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah has a simon of Tichlo Shana B'Kilo Hesed, the year when its Klalos should end, the Tichlo Shana B'Kilo Hesed, when the new year should come with its brachos. Okay, so Rosh Hashanah Moris says is the Yom of Din for all of everybody, but in Shavuos is the Yom of Din on the Paris of Elon, so it's also Yom of Din. But even so, it's always set up that there's going to be a Shabbos of Hefsik between, at least one Shabbos of Hefsik, but there's only going to be a Shabbos of Hefsik between the Klolos and the Yom Tov. Because we don't want the opposite to be a Piskun Pair for the Satan to come to the Yom Tov and say, yeah, they Klolos, yeah, Klolos, yeah, Klolos, right? You know, we don't want the Satan to have that Piskun Pair, so we always set it up that there's going to be interruption, and that's, the Bir Halacha brings this idea from the Levush. So B'Midbar Sinai, so we'll always have at least Parshas B'Midbar before Shavuos, between Kosai and Shavuos. We might have Noso also in some scenarios. Tisha B'Av Kedem Eskana. Tisha B'Av always comes in between Devarim and Eskana. Atem Nitzavim is Kedem Rosh Hashanah. Again, so that the idea is that you're going to have Kisavai before Rosh Hashanah, but not immediately before it. Nitzav will also be before Rosh Hashanah, at least. But look, because Rosh Hashanah Beis Gimel, Rosh Hashanah is on either Monday or Tuesday, starts on Monday or Tuesday. Sheish Shtei Shabbos is Bein Rosh Hashanah Sukkot, and that in both of those scenarios, there is a Shabbos Shuba and also Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So there's two Shabbos from Rosh Hashanah until Sukkot. So if we lay in the Tzavim before Rosh Hashanah, so if you read the Tzavim Yelah together, you'll have Azinu, and then you have, what are you going to lay in? Therefore, so whenever Rosh Hashanah is on Beis Gimel, you know that some of Yeluch are going to be separate. So we'll lay in parts of Yeluch with Yom Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Hazinu bein Yom Kippur and Sukkos. And we'll lay in Hazinu between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. The Simon. So there's a pasuk. It's a takeoff of a pasuk of the Neil. The simonim which they use are fascinating. Where they use the simonim. Pasuk Neil talks about something called pas bag hamela. The bread that the king that the Neil and Chananya Shemazaria ate when they were in the Beis Hamalchus, so they ate pas bag hamela. So we're going to take it and flip it around. Bag is stands for Beis Gimel. That's either Monday or Tuesday, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. Bag HaMelech, when the Melech, Rosh Hashanah, which is refers to the Shem as the Melech, is on Beis Gimel, Pas Bayelech. The word Pas, besides meaning bread, could also mean to break it to pieces. Pasosopitim means to break it to pieces. We're going to break up Bayelech. Okay. Now that's a mistake. The Mishnah points out because Rosh Hashanah cannot fall out on a vav; it has to fall out on a zayin. Rosh Hashanah is on either hay or zayin. So Rosh Hashanah falls out on Yom Hay. So Shabbos Shuv is immediately after Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur is on Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah is Hay Vav, and Yom Kippur is on Shabbos. So there's only one Shabbos we're going to land a parsha between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. So in that situation, you lay in the Tzom Ha'Elul together, and you lay in Hazinu on Shabbos Shuv. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on Zion, so you have. That means Sukkot also falls out on Shabbos. So you have Yom Kippur is Sunday night. Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos Sunday, and Yom Kippur is Monday. So the Shabbos of Rosh Hashanah you don't learn the parsha. The Shabbos Shuva you learn a parsha. 2 days later you have Yom Kippur, and then 5 days later you have Sukkot, which is the first day of Yom Tov, is on Shabbos. So you only have one Shabbos in between. So in both those situations, all is Ein Bein Rosh Hashanah Sukkot Ella Shabbos Achas Shekaren Bo Hazinu. You have one Shabbos which you learn Hazinu. All is Vayelach Yom Tov Mekar Rosh Hashanah. So the Tzom Ha'Elul goes before Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Sounds fairly logical. B'simen, the simen for a year which is a pshuta goes like this. Haknu upischu. Haknu means the command, the solution of tzav. Command and do the Pesach. So you have right before Pesach. Mubaris on a year which is Mubaris, we say Sigru upischu. Close up. That's lashon of Parshas Mitzar, which is about Musker. And then do the Karban Pesach. Then Menu V'itzru. Count, which Bamidbar says talks about counting. So you count and then you do a Tzaris. So Bamidbar always goes before a Shuas. Sumu V'tzalu. Then we tell you fast your Tisha B'Av and then Tzalu and Veskan and David. Kumu V'tiku. Netzavim is stand up and blow the shofar. So that's the simon. Haktu v'pischu, minu v'itzru, tzumu v'tzalu, kumu v'siku. Okay? Now, the Bir Halacha over here, we'll see Mishavur, I want to see the Bir Halacha. Okay. Sukkot Vav. So Tzav always goes before Pesach and Apshuta, and the Tzav goes before Pesach and Mubaris, except if the year which is a Mubaris, and Rosh Hashanah comes out on it's a year is Heches. Mi bi Heches. In a situation of Heches, Mubaris. Who's Simon? That's a Simon. Shehei Mar Sheyam Rosh Hashanah Hoyachal B'Yam Chamishi. Rosh Hashanah is on the 5th day of the week. B'Ches Mar Shoyis Hashanah Hoyis Chaseira. Both Chesh and Kislev only had 29 days. It's called Heches. Ramah comes along and Moshe Beheshin Ruber. The Gam Kain Simon. Shehei Mora Al Yom Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Yom Hei. Rosh Hashanah comes out on day 5. Roshin Mora Shoyse Hashanah Hoyse Shleima. And that year was Shleima. What does that mean? The Hainu Shechesh and Kislev Hoyim Aleim. So here the situation: Hashanah came out on day 5 of the week, and the year was in Muberis, and Ben Shaila Chadashim Shleimu Chaserim. So current parsha is Noyach Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. Whether the year is going to be Molei or the month of Cheshvan and Kislev will be Molei or Chaserim, you're going to learn any parsha is Noyach by Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan already. Well, the place of Shabbos Achas to Kriya, okay, in current Parshas Achas, it was kind of a pest. Right? Makes sense. Now, you notice he doesn't discuss, there's three possibilities. There's both months are Chaser, both months are Sholem, or what's called Kisidra, is that they're in a normal order. Tishrei is Mole, Cheshvan is Chaser, Kislev is Mole. We don't discuss a case of a Hay Chaf on a Shana Muberis, because you'll never have a Shana Muberis, which is a Hay Chaf, a Hay Kisidra. Why not? A Shana Muberis, depending on how Cheshvan and Kislev are calculated, with theoretically have either 383 days, 384 days, 385 days. Right? 383 days is 55 full weeks. No, it's 54 full weeks and 5 days. 384 days would be 6 days, and 385 days would be 55 full weeks. So, if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Yom Hei, so what year, what days Rosh Hashanah the following year are going to fall out? It's a Muberis. So it's either going to be 5 days later, 6 days later, or 7 days later. See, if they're both chasa, it'll be 5 days. If they're one, the chasa one mole, it'll be 6 days. And if they're both mole, it'll be 7 days. So, 7 days will fall out the same day of the week as it fell out this year. It'll fall out on Yom Hei. That's no problem. Good. If it's chasa, both are chasa, it'll fall out on Gimel. That's also good. 5 days later, it'll be Gimel. If one is chasa, one is mole, it'll fall out 6 days later, which is Yom Dalet. Rosh Hashanah can't fall out on Yom Dalet. So you can never have Rosh Hashanah Muberis, which is Rosh Hashanah on Yom Hei, then it'll be six, there'll be a mole and a chasar, Kisidra, because you'll have Rosh Hashanah the following year falling out on Yom Dalet, and Rosh Hashanah can't fall out on Yom Dalet. So therefore, you'll never have a situation of a Hei on Muberis, which is a Kisidra. Okay. That's why he only discusses Hey Chaser and Hey Sholem. B'yom Beis Gimel. Rosh Hashanah Shachal Yom Rishon Shom Rosh Hashanah B'yom Beis Oyer B'yom Gimel. So then you split the Tzav Vayel. Bag Hamelach Pas Vayel. Perish. Hamelach Hanu Rosh Hashanah Shom Hamelach Hamishma Shachal B'yom Beis Gimel. Pas Vayel. You separate Vayel. Meloshan Pesoyes Yisapitim Shemachal Kim the Tzav Vayel at this time. You divide it up into pieces. Tes Shoshana B'yom Hey Zayin. Now our gear says Hey Vol. So Mishabur is correct. That Katzarch Lomer. The language is Hezai. And the Sifrei Shulchan Aruch Yeshanim, the old Shulchan Aruch, have it printed properly, and they wrote Hezai. Rosh Lomer Shachal Rosh Hashanah Yom Rishon Shem Rosh Hashanah B'yom Hey B'yom Zayin. The B'yom Vav Yef Shalachu Kanal. Rosh Hashanah can't start out. The first Rosh Hashanah can't be on Yom Vav. So here's our sin. Yud. Pachto Pesul. Pachto Loshen Savu. Command. Remember, Sav, Kerem, Samach, Pesach. Sav, and then Pesach. Sigru, Loshen, Mitzar, Musker. So you're Sogur, and then you have Pesach. Manuva, Itzru. Count. count and then do it separately. Here, by midrash, shum minyan b'nei Yisrael. Midrash is the parsh of the counting, and then kana matzeres. That goes before it says. Sumar hanu tisha b'av, but tzar lo hanu beskana. So tisha b'av goes before beskana. Kumu v'tiku hanu itself stand up, and something to stand. Kana b'kiyas rosh hashan. Okay. Now, Shakal Riyar Mishan Shal Pesach B'Shabbos. When the first day of Pesach is on Shabbos. So Pesach is seven, Minarais is 7 days long. So it lasts from Shabbos until Friday. So Chutzlars we do 8 days. B'nei Yisrael we do 7 days. Those B'nei Eretz Yisrael, Shoysim Pesach Rakshi B'Yomim, Karen B'Shabbos Shachar Parsha Shmini. So in Chutzlar it's still Pesach. We don't lay in Parsha Shmini until 7 days later after Pesach. But in Eretz Yisrael it's already not Shabbos, it's not Pesach anymore. So they lay in Parsha Shmini on the day immediately after Pesach. Kimimeli Yivoshulehem Mishana Shabbos Achas Bli Sidra. So they'll end up without a Shabbos without a Parsha. Okay. Yesh Mafrinim Afila Mishana Pshuta Tazir Mitzvah. Yesh Mafrinim Barbekul Kaisa. Either you split Tazir Mitzvah or you split Barbekul Kaisa. And a Shana Pshuta Tazir Mitzvah always goes together. We'll see some calculations about that later. But here's the exception. In Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have to split it because you have to have one more Shabbos. Or Muberis, if this happens on a year which is a Muberis, the Pesach falls out on Shabbos for the Pesach of Shabbos. So you split Tazriya Mitzara and Harbuch Mitzara and also Matos Amasek, because you remember by this point in time you're laning you're in your lanes Tazriya Mitzara before Pesach. You lane Tzav Shmini Tazriya Mitzara before Pesach, and they're laning Akrim voice immediately after Pesach. You're not going to make it to Rosh Hashanah with enough parshas unless you split everything, including Matas Mas. Okay, now the Rabbi Elohim points out that you can have Nosoi before Shuas also. When can you have Nosoi before Shuas? Well, I'll tell you. In a case where Rosh Hashanah, it was a year which is a Muberis, and Rosh Hashanah fell out to be on Yom Hay, like this coming year. Rosh Hashanah is Hay Vav, and the year is a Muberis. So we're going to get Parshas Bereishis in a Chavdal Tishrei. We're going to get Parshas Noyach in by Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. It's a year to Muberis, so we're going to have Akrei Mois before Pesach. So you're going to have to get the after Pesach, you have 7 weeks. You're going to have Kedoshim, Emor, Behar, Kosai, Bamidbor, not right. You're going to have Kedoshim. Then you're going to have Emor, Behar, Kosai. Bamidbor is 5. I'm doing something.
Go ahead and take it.
And Noso is 6, right? Noso is 6. You'll have 6 Shabbosim in the 7 weeks. You have 6 Shabbosim between Pesach and Shuas, and those 6 weeks you're going to get Noso in before Shuas because of it's a year which is a Muberis, and Rosh Hashanah falls out on Yom Ha. So that's the only time that happens. Now that'll be true whether Shabbain or Shana he Hayyachesh Bekisim Malay or Chaser. It doesn't make a difference whether it was a hay and both are Malay, both are Chaser. Both current parsha and also Kodam Atzeres. Came over before. Okay. Now, Ba'atik Lifnei Akare Mibira Gro Sheyda Eze Parshias Mukhbaris Eze Nifronis. Let me tell you the rules of what you divide, what you connect, and what you divide. So there are 7 parshias which can be combined. Similar parshias have mechuboras as of Yaakov Bekudei, Tazriya Mitzara, Achim Reskadoshim, Bar Bekutoysai. So those are Le'olam Mechuboras, B'shana Pshuta, Mechalukas, Mimuberis. So those 4 sets, you know, in Hashanah Pshuta they're together, in Hashanah Mimuberis they're separate. Except.
Are we talking about a divided?
Hey Shin, you have a Shana Pshuta, the Rosh Hashanah falls out on Yom Hey. Like last year, Rosh Hashanah was on Yom Hey, and it was a Shana Pshuta. Then Rosh Hashanah, and it's a Sholem. The Hainu is Rosh Hashanah Chal B'Yom Hey, B'Hi Shlema. That is a Chesed B'Kislev V'Yom Aleim. Both Chesed B'Kislev have 30 days. Shoz. After Pshuta Miskalkim V'Yakal B'Kude, even a Shana Pshuta, we're going to divide B'Yakal B'Kude. Shubli Shitoys Shabbat Zachas Kedem L'Pesta. So you know if it falls out on Hay and it's a Pshuta and it's a Sholem, you're going to get in one more parsha before Pesach, so you split V'Yakal B'Kude. That's the first four. B'Chukas Bolak. The only time Chukas Bolak are together is when Shavuos is on Shabbos. She tells the parsha Achas. That's true. So you want to witness Chukas Bolak together? Shana Pshuta, Shana Mubaris. I have to look at when Shavuos is. Shavuos is on Shabbos. They're together. Otherwise, they're separate. Okay, what else do we have? Umatas Masa Enam Nifrodim. The only time Matas Masa are separate. Helka Shana Mubaris. The Chalmers are Shana Mubaris. Chamishi. The Shana comes out of Yom Chamishi. And the Shana's Mubaris, you split Matas Masa. Bain Shashana Shlema, whether there's 30 days in the Cheshire Kislev or there's 29 days in Cheshire Kislev, it doesn't make a difference. Because all his current Akhim Rai is Kunim Pesav, but not the Kunim Atzeres. Because the Parsha Akhas, Mafrina Matas Masa. Okay? Now what's left? The only one is in some of Yeluth. That depends on Rosh Hashanah, like we just said. So the first four, the Shana Pshuta, they're together. Shana Mubaris, they're separate. Chukas Bolak was only separate when Shavuos is on Shabbos. Matas Masa is only separate in a Shana Mubaris, where Rosh Hashanah is on Yom Hey. And some of Yeluth depends on when the upcoming Rosh Hashanah is. Which day of the week is it? Beis Gimel, they're separate. Hey Zion, they're together. All right, that's the same. Now, the next part over here gets involved. So that part is pretty straightforward. The next part he gets involved and he points out there are only seven ways that a Shana Pshuta can fall out. The seven ways a Shana Mubaris can fall out. Okay? And he lists them all. Now, the reason why though, that's true, I mean, I pointed out that you should have 12 options. Because each year can either be both months, Cheshire Kislev, have 29 days, 30 days, or 29 and 30. That's three options. And we have four options which day Rosh Hashanah can fall out. So three options, 4 days, should be 12 possibilities. So why do we only end up with seven? Because of this problem of Adu Rosh. So if Rosh Hashanah falls out, and the Shana Pshuta, so if both are Chaser, the year is 353 days. If both are Mole, it's 355 days. And if one's Mole and one's Chaser, it's 354 days. So 350 is obviously a multiple of seven. So it's either 3 days, 4 days, or 5 days longer. Rosh Hashanah, if I know when Rosh Hashanah was this year, Rosh Hashanah this year was in Bays, right? So I can figure out what Rosh Hashanah is going to be in the coming year. If you tell me that this year Cheshvan and Kislev are both Chaser, so Rosh Hashanah is going to be 3 days later, which that's what's going to happen. Rosh Hashanah is going to be Rosh Hashanah this year is on Bays. You have 3 days, Gimel Dal and Hay. So Rosh Hashanah the coming year is Hay. That's if it's both Chaser. If I tried to make a year like this, which is a Shana Pshuta, came out on Yom Bays, and I say, well, let's make a Kisidron, Rosh Hashanah will fall fall out on Friday, which I can't fall out. So I can't make a Shana, which Rosh Hashanah falls out on Yom Beis, Kisidra. It'll end up with next Rosh Hashanah on Yom Beis. I can make it Mole to fall out on Shabbos. I can make it a Choser, both Chosers. So that's the cash between all of those things. And, you know, we always have that's the problem which we're addressing by all those calculations. So I mean, it's fairly straightforward. What's the problem? If you think a little bit, I'm say, but the problems are fairly obvious. Anyone, if you look at Yom Gimel, a Gimel is always constituent. Why is the Gimel always constituent? Because if a Gimel is a Chaser, 3 days later it'll be Yom Vav. If it's a Mole, it'll be 5 days later, which is Aleph. Rosh Hashanah can't be Aleph or Vav. So a Rosh Hashanah falls on Yom Gimel, it always has to have a year, upcoming year has to be Kisidron, and you'll know next year Rosh Hashanah will be on Shabbos. It'll be 4 days later. So that's let me rephrase that. A Gimel of Rosh Hashanah Pshuta always has to be Kisidron. If it's a Moberis, so it's going to be either 5, 6, or 7 days later. Not Shana Pshuta is either 3, 4, or 5 days later. Shana Moberis is either 5, 6, or 7 days later. Right? So from Gimel to Aleph, it's a problem. But to Beis is okay. The Gimel is okay. So I can a Gimel and a Shana Moberis can either be considered or can be Shleiman, etc. That's the idea behind it. Okay. Now, just the Bir Halacha points out why we want Tisha B'Av before. Now, the language of the Shulchan Aruch is we want Tisha B'Av before Veskanda. Really, the point is we want Tisha B'Av, we want Devorim before Tisha B'Av. The idea behind that is this way: there's Mussar in Parshas. Devorim, which makes sense to fit to the content of the Torah for Zion and prior to Tisha B'Av. Why do you have a tenth Nitzavim first Hashanah? Because Nitzavim talks about Tshuva, so that we want Parsha Nitzavim to be before Hashanah. Also, we said before, we want Parsha Nitzavim to be an interruption, that the Klal shouldn't be right next to Rosh Hashanah, shouldn't be Pesach Pelech to the Sultan of Kadri. So if two reasons are right, we want to lay Parsha Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Parsha Nazino. Sifhei. Mechalkan, Parsha Yosel, Kedershe Mechalkan, Oysel B'Mikdash. They actually used to lay the Parsha Nazino in the base of Mikdash. So you current Hashira Pamachas the Sheish Yisimei Ashur. They used to read the Shira part of Hazinu is divided into 6 parts, and they would read it the 6 days of the week. Now it's Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the last parak. Gemara Rosh Hashanah talks about the idea that we separated according to the way they laid the Mikdash. The Rishash over there points out that they didn't actually do it over 6 days of the week, they did it over 6 weeks. But there is a shot from the Drisha. There was a scenario where they laid it, over a period of 6 days of the week. That was the Mamodis. There's a council called Mamodis. So Mamodis were the Pasuk says. Savas b'nei silver martelayim, the parsha of Korban Tomim. Savas b'nei silver martelayim. So what are you telling Klai Yisrael? That there's a fear for them to come and stand in their court. So Klai Yisrael would send representatives to be there when they bring the Korban Tomim. They divided the parsha into 24 groups. The same with the Kahanim were 24 mishmaris. The Jew, the Israelim were 24 groups, and the 24-week cycle, that group was responsible to send representatives up to Beis Hamikdash to be maimed on the korban. Meanwhile, the cities which sent those representatives back home would also keep them on modus. They would fast on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They wouldn't fast at Erev Shabbos. They wouldn't fast on Sundays right after Shabbos. They fast 4 of the days of the week. And they were late. What were they late? So the Drisha says that for those 6 days, they would gather over there. Now, the mission time is mashma that they actually lay in was my separation. They would lay in your mission on Sunday, your Sheni on Monday, etc. So where the mission gets that they lay in Hazino, that I'm not sure exactly. That's a challenge over here in the Shulchan Aruch. But they had a division which was created by Chazal to lay in those days in the Mikdash, and that's how we divide it when we lay in Parshat Hazino. The simon for that is Hazib Lecha. The shine, the simon is the shine to you. Hazib, the shine Lecha to you. And what does it stand for? He stands for Hazib. Zion stands for Zachor. Yud stands for Yarkibayu. The Vav stands for Vayar. Lama stands for Lukachmu. And the Chav stands for Kiesel Shemayim Yodzim. That's how we lay it. That's how we lay it. Based on that simon, the Gemara actually gives that simon in the Gemara. Bashri, when you lay in Parshat Zino on Shabbos, so there's a seventh Aliyah, Karam is Semer Parshat, Shira out Semer Parshat. So the person who's in the Shri lays from after the Shira until the end of the Parshat. Now, that which we divide the parshiyos according to the way they did in the Beis Hamikdash is on Shabbos, and we lay the whole Hazidah. We only lay part of the parsha, so for you to divide it like this, we don't. Because we're relating 18 psukim, we lay 12 psukim. We divide up the first 3 psukim of Hazidu, and then we start the next 3 psukim, and then the second aliyah is, and then the third aliyah is Zakar. But according to this, the first aliyah should be Hazidu, the second aliyah should be Zakar, and the third aliyah should be Yarkibay. We don't do that. That's, if you're laying the whole thing, you have to lay it accordingly. If you're laying it by Shabbos Mitzvah, Monday and Thursday, you're not laying the whole thing anyway. You can divide it however you want. So we want to give over the elements of tshuva over here. I feel yes, can you vim or you talk or partial yes? In other words, over here the loch is you can't make a sofas on hazina. In this part. At the end you can make a sofas, but there's not so much to make a sofas on at the end. There's not so much left of hazina. There's 12 sukkim left at the end, and you have to figure out, you calculate how the partial is divided out. I think it's 7 and 5. So the 5 really you can't divide. The 7 you can divide the 2 aliyahs. So you can make one more hisofa. Even though you have kiyumim, you can't divide them. This is the division. Hamachas the sheshi yimei ashur, shayim achalkim oisol the sheshi chalokim, the sheshi yimei amais. They would lay in 6 parts over the 6 days of the week. Lu chok muki esu, yesh pashim to serve the tevis lecho. Now, there is a machalokim. Some divided up not lu chok mu, but the Chor stands for Rama's Alulei Kas and Ki Yodin Bechein Noigim B'Menino Sena. That's how we do it. So there's 2 ways of dividing that. That's what Chloik is ready in the Forsham of the Gemara. The Sema Shira V'Vokim Shem Masivim B'Shabbos. You want to add Elias B'Shoim Elohisim Akras Yiv L'Chor Yivayovo Yiv L'Halo. From that part, from the end of the parsha, you can add if you want. That's, you know, that's your business. You can't add during Hazib Lukov. You have to move the spot. Okay. Let's do sort of the sif over here. There's a lot of mishaber over here on this sif. Vav klola shabateres kahanim imusikim. We can't divide it up into two aliyahs. You can't interrupt the middle of the klola. So whoever gets the klola has to get the whole thing. Ella echad kariku. One person lanes the whole title. Umaskilim b'psukim shalifnei. Umasayim b'psukim shalachrei. We don't make the bracha directly on the klolas. We start a little beforehand on the part which the bracha says good things. We make the bracha on that, and we can stand a little bit after the title to make the bracha at the end on that. Obviously, the bracha is going at everything. But the point is, you don't say the bracha directly on the element of klola. You don't mask the bracha who's bracha on the element of perversion of punishment. That's Parshas. That's the ones in Vayik Terskan. I will call us from Mishnah Torah. You call them lahafsik ben. The clothes which are in Kisava, in Mishnah Torah, Mikra Din, you're allowed to divide, you're allowed to interrupt and divide up into aliyahs. Now, why is that so? They're not as cumber. They're not as cumber for two reasons. They're written in Lashon Yachid, as opposed to Lashon Rabbah. A and B, it's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu talking, it's Moshe Rabbeinu talking. He's saying Hashem will punish you. Over there, person saying I will punish you. So obviously, that's going to be more chomer. Now, the reason why we don't divide it, the more it brings a pasuk, is Musar Hashem Bnei Al Tzivoyim. Of course, there's two reasons actually. One is you don't make a bracha on the klala, and therefore, if you interrupt the middle of the klala, you'd have to make a bracha in the middle of the title. So you're making a bracha. Be making a bracha on the Tzivos. And more says the second reason is Musar Hashem Bnei Al Tzivoyim. So Hashem is giving you Musar. Don't find it repulsive. So here the Rosh Hashanah is giving you Techacha. You're hearing the Techacha of the Kadosh Baruch Hu's words. The Rosh Hashanah, I will do this, the other after you. He said, no, excuse me, I'm leaving, I'm going to. So, it's like giving my bias, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Musar. So you can't interrupt. But that's Musar Hashem, and Hashem is talking. The Varm is Moshe Rabbeinu talking. Even though Mikran, you could interrupt. But the minhag is not to interrupt. Furthermore, we don't call the person by name. The Rambam says the minhag is you don't call the person by name. Ella current mishayit, so whoever wants to lay it gets the lead. So Mishabur says, I mean, so that sounds like a recipe for chaos. You know. So the point is, you would arrange beforehand for somebody to go up, you wouldn't call them up by name. You arrange for somebody to go up, you wouldn't call them up.